really embrace the wave of new technology coming your way.
Have social media pages, keep them relevant to your industry, keep up with local trends and what the market's asking for.
I think what technology has absolutely done is it's really brought the world closer and really make sure that you're on the front foot, because if you're not, your competitors may be.
You can tend to, in small business, get stayed in your ways a little bit. You've got to be open to change.
Put yourself in the mindset of your competitor and ask yourself, what could you do to compete against yourself and then solve those problems?
My advice to small business to try and stay ahead of the competition is to be innovative, be open to new ideas.
There will be a comprehensive calendar of events and activities to inspire and empower small businesses to grow. Queensland Small Business Week is for all small business all around the state.
Hi there, it's Dale Campbell here from the Generic Live Show. That's right, the 2017 Queensland Small Business Week is here, and it's your time to thrive. The 2017 Small Business Week will be held from the 15th to the 20th of May. The week is a celebration of small business and will give owners the opportunity to learn and acquire new ideas, skills, and tools so they can take their business to the next level. How you can get involved? You can be involved in the 2017 Queensland Small Business Week by joining the social media challenge, hosting an event, registering to attend a Time to Thrive masterclass in Townsville, Mackay, or Bundaberg, attending an event, or downloading the 2017 Small Business Week mobile app, either from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. It's also available on desktop and web app as well, though some features may not be available on the desktop or the web. For more information, visit business.qld.gov.au to find out more, or contact 13QGov. That's 13QGov. That's 137468. And we thank the Queensland Government 2017 Queensland Small Business Week for their support of the Generic Live Show. Hold on tight. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Generic Live Show. That's right. We are back for yet another Sunday. Again, doing it for Geek.io. Tune in right here, right now. Tune into your radio sets, because in the second hour of the program, I'll have an announcement at around about 10:35, there's an important announcement happening right here on the Generic Live Show. We'll tease it. We are teasing it out. We've actually got so much to get through that 10:35 is the only time that we've managed to squeeze in this announcement. So tune in to 10:35, the second hour of the program, for a very special announcement. It's a pleasure to get started right here on the Generic Live Show. Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure to be here as per always. We've got a jammed, packed show. But before we get started, I want to tell you all about the Queensland Small Business Week. The government is putting on a Small Business Week 2017. It is on from the 15th to the 20th of May. Just want to let y'all know about that, and you can find out more at business.qld.gov.au. Just search for 2017 Queensland Small Business Week. There you go. Now, so want to tell you about a new phone scam that is sweeping the world. Now, these come up from time to time. I ran the place. The one that I've been hearing about lately that I was that told that I didn't announce, I didn't promote on the show last week was a phishing scam from Gmail. Apparently, I didn't cover that last week. There was, I think it happened after I went off air or after prep time closes, because we here at the Genetic Live Show have a tough guideline of when things can get to air. No, that's half true and half a lie. But yeah, I think it did happen after we went off the air last week. Apparently, there was someone, you know, sending out a kind of a link to a Gmail, like to a edited document, and as soon as people clicked on that link, there it went to, you know, went to like informed the sender that they've clicked on the link, and now it will spam everyone that has clicked, everyone in your contacts, that's for access to your contacts, and it sent emails out to those people in your contacts as well. So, and these make the rounds. If you receive a phone call and someone asks, "Can you hear me?" Do not say anything and hang up the phone. Police have sent out a warning about an elaborate phone scam involving this phrasing, which has arrived in Australia after doing the round in the US and the UK. The "Can you hear me?" phone scam is brief and seems harmless on the surface, but has the potential to end in fraud. If it involves a scammer calling a business or home phone, and once the person answers the scammer, "Can you hear me?" the caller may ask several times, to which most people on the other end would reply yes. The scammer records the yes response and ends the call. That recording of the victim's voice can then be used to authorize payments charges in the victim's name with voice recognition. Because if the person's voice authorizing transactions, it makes it hard to dispute it later if the victim claims they have not been scammed. Rightio, that's interesting. Sunshine Coast Police warns that who receives a phone call of this nature has serious and legitimate reasons to be concerned, the Sunshine Coast Daily reports. Fred, now we are sharing this post statewide as it believes it'll be hitting many areas, police warn. To avoid being scammed, police have encouraged people to share this warning. And if you receive a "Can you hear me?" call, hang up and don't respond. If you do respond with yes, contact your bank and monitor your accounts closely. I mean, what? Jeez, what can you do these days? It's not really. And I thought I'd put this in the. I thought I'd put this here and in the second hour of the program because it's very important. Wow. I mean, scams are everywhere at the moment. It seems like this last week, I've heard of like three scams going around. There's this "Can you hear me?" scam, which I thankfully haven't fell victim to, and there was the Gmail one, which I didn't fall victim to either, thankfully, and there was one I think is a scam, I'm not too sure, but I keep receiving messages from people asking me to click on this link that takes me to a service. I don't want to name the person or the service, just in case it's, you know, sensitive information and it's legitimate. But I'm a bit nervous. It happened before the show, actually. You know, an hour or two before recording here. It's, you know, to a service going, "So I can send you a video message." That's the part. If someone sent me a message going, "Hey, I've invited you to this thing. Let's do this thing." You know, that happens all the time with people that I know, and it typically comes from these messages that you know, like the Gmail one and this one that I received via message today from two different people. It comes from contacts that you know. Like, and with email scams, it comes from people that you know. So it makes it a whole lot harder to kind of gauge if it's like legitimate or if it's, or if it is a scheme. You know, you never know these things until someone tells you. And of course, patient zero doesn't know either if it's a scam or not, because patient zero thinks it's a legitimate link, and then that spreads out. It's these phishing scams, I think they're called phishing scams, at least these scams anyway, are sweeping the world. And now that scammers are targeting into voice recognition, holy dooly. You know, I am of two minds when I saw this story. First of all, I'm like, kind of expected this to happen inevitably. That's my cynical side. My optimistic side of me said, really? Do they have it? Is voice recognition really, is that where we're going? Is that where we're going now? I don't know. I mean, what solution can you have to scams like these? Are there any solutions that you can have to scams like these? Because it's all well and good building up awareness to these sorts of things, but at the end of the day, awareness is one thing. Prevention is another thing. That's one major thing. There's only so much antivirus and web protection can do for someone in a situation like this. But it's kind of, you know, it's bizarro world. Like, how can you stop I don't want to use this phrase, but I'm going to. How do you stop an actual virus, a hard virus, if you will, quote unquote hard virus? It's so hard, so weird using that term. How do you stop that? I mean, prevention is one thing, but you, like, gaining that prevention, you're still going to get sick anyway, and other people around you are still going to get sick because they're not using those same prevention mechanisms. But apart from that, the other thing as well you've got to take into consideration is that it's tricky because it's going to happen, but minimizing it is always an option. Is it going to get to zero? Well, hey, some diseases in the world have gotten to zero before. Like, it's not an unnovel concept. But with the rise of things, it's just, with the rise of technology and things, I don't know. But, you know, I'm glad our friends at, by the way, side note, that's all I have, you know, that's all I have for this. So yeah, just be wary of that. But another thing as well, there's a little how to spot a scam phone call bumper thing. After an ad that plays randomly on this show. Fantastic. You know, at the end of the year, if I can really be bothered, I should pop along a compilation of how many times ads have played in shows like this. So we're gonna round this out is with a video on how to spot a spam phone call. A scam phone call, rather. It'll play. The video is a scam. There you go. The video itself is a scam that doesn't want to play. There you go. A compilation of these too. There you go. Let's see. How does this work? How do videos work? So we'll get this video up for you in just a moment. Hold the phone. You know, it's just, some days, it's a lot harder than others. Anyway, okay, so while that works, meanwhile, the story that we did have on the main ticket, no, This video wants to work now, I'm being told in my ear holes. Let's give it a go, shall we? I'm just going to get cut off by an ad, no doubt. Yeah. Not on my watch. You're not going to do that. Okay, so meanwhile, Texas. This is the story that we had on the agenda. Oh, come on. Technology. We can do this. All right, here we go. We are just sitting through an ad. Sitting through an ad. Okay, here we go.
A lawsuit filed against your name concerning a tax evasion, and this case is about to get executed into the Commonwealth Courthouse of your territory. So before the things go wrong against you, or before the police officer from the local police department will approach you at your place and issue a warrant for your arrest, kindly call us back.
Wow, that's something else. That is, jeez, that's definitely, well worth it, by the way. I just want to put that out there. Well worth the wait. But if you have been scammed, the news.com.au article doesn't say this, but scamwatch.gov.au is apparently a handy website to go to it's another deduction method. Anyway, we can finally move on to Texas adoption agencies could reject Jewish, Muslim, gay, or single parents. Oh boy, here we go. Here's where it's going to get messy, and this was where the 20-minute segment was going to. Oh boy. Okay. I'm not going to get much of an opinion on this because it's going to take me a while to break this down. So, here we go. Parents seeking to adopt children in Texas could be rejected by state-funded or private agencies with religious objections to them being Jewish, Muslim, gay, single, or interfaith couples under a proposal in the Republican-controlled state legislature. Five states have passed similar laws protecting faith-based adoption agents, organizations that refuse to place children with gay parents or other households on religious grounds. The proposed Texas rule would extend it to state-funded agencies. Only South Dakota's measure is similarly sweeping. The bill is scheduled for debate and approval on Saturday in Texas State House, but lawmakers became bogged down with other matters and is expected to come out sometime next week. Republican sponsors of the Texas bill say it's designed to support the religious freedom of adoption agencies and foster care providers, as many such agencies are faith-based and private but receive state funds. Opponents to the bill will rob... opponents say that the bill will rob children of stable homes by funding discrimination with taxpayer dollars. Quote, this will allow adoption agencies to turn away qualified, loving parents who, perhaps perfect in any other way, has a difference in religion's beliefs. This goes against the interest of the child. The bill blatantly violates the U.S. Constitution, Oakley added. Who's Oakley? She is a senior legislative counsel for the Human Rights Campaign. There you go. As a governmental entity, Texas is bound to treat people equally under the law. It's a violation of equal protection under the law. Well, see, you know, you didn't have to say that last part. Everyone is welcome, says Frank, a state representative who authored the bill. Republican from Wichita Falls, near Texas border with Oklahoma, but you don't have to think alike to participate. Suzanne Bryan, Austin-based adoption attorney who works with LGBT clients and was one of the first individuals to have a legal same-sex marriage in Texas. There's a murder by coons past my apartment. Fantastic. Says the bill failed to provide alternatives for prospective parents be baffled by adoption agencies. Say you call and say, I'm Jewish, and it's a Catholic agency, and they hang up on you. That's true. The bill says you can be referred to another agency, but there's no mechanism set up for that. Moving along. More than 100 children died in Texas. Cannot talk today. Save my life. More than 100 children died in Texas Child Protective Services last year when a judge had already ruled that the system violated youngsters' constitutional rights by leaving them more troubled than they are when they left the system than they entered it. The Republican governor, Greg Abbott, made fixing foster care an emergency priority, and the state legislature has increased funding while backing a number of major changes. My guess, if you're an LGBT agency, they're going to pick an LGBT family. And if you have a Baptist agency, they're more likely to pick a Baptist family. Okay. This doesn't scream of immediate discrimination per se, but it is interesting because, I will say this, it is interesting because it doesn't discourage it either. The problem is it kind of segments people into groups, and that's the problem we had to begin with, to this whole, the whole thing before same-sex marriage is still illegal here in this country, in Australia. So we have this conversation here because, you know, where you're segmenting people into different categories as it is, but you're making them very separate from each other. Even if you are talking about just Jewish and Muslim agencies, you know, all the agencies should be working together as one harmonious kind of gathering, as opposed to kind of just separate agencies. Because you've got to think, if they all did work together, the children... Oh, come on. Can you guys hear that? That's really rude. Whoever is hooting on that motorcycle there. I can hear that through my window. I can hear that in my bedroom, and I'm not even beside the main road. But anyway. Anywho. So, what was my point there? My point there was, for the betterment of the system, for the betterment of the children, it's best if all of these agencies kind of work together and not go, well, you're a gay person, you cannot adopt this child. You know, that's not what the law is saying. Of course, that's what people are going to interpret the bill as saying, but it's definitely not encouraging the togetherness that the foster care system needs. Just saying, that's my long TLDR on that one. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, well, Pokemon Go is still happening. Oh, by golly, it is still happening. And they decide to take on their first worldwide event. But how successful will it be? There you go. That's one way to find... There's only one way to find out as we continue here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday with Dale Campbell. It's 9:21. Hold on tight. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. We're doing it for Geek.io and the Queensland Government's Small Business Week. Small Business Week takes part from the 10th to the 15th of May. There you go. 10th and 15th of May, Queensland Small Business Week. All right, so it's encouraging you to partake in small business. Rightio. So, Pokemon Go's worldwide event. It's broken. Oh, what a surprise. Yesterday, Nintendo kicked off the Pokemon Go first micro event, the Worldwide Bloom, which increased spawns for grass Pokemon from yesterday through May 8th, which is tomorrow. Except it didn't, at least nowhere at the time of this writing, although it did... It did kind of, for the most part, but it's not really. So here we go. Supposedly the event started, I think, yesterday is on the 6th. Yeah. On the 6th at around 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, many players are reporting literally nothing seems to have changed with spawns in their area, and the writer of this article, Paul Tassi from Forbes, can confirm that he was one of those people. Playing in downtown Chicago, Pokemon...
You already contribute to a 401k at work, you should definitely...
What is with the commercials? But what is going on with commercials and the Generic Live Show today? Anyway... Playing in downtown Chicago, Pokemon are never in short supply, and since the grass event started, I have seen no discernible change in spawns or... what's in my nearby tracker, that nearby thing. The author experienced no more than one or two grass Pokemon, but that's about it. But many times there was zero. Whilst he knows the event like this doesn't replace everything with grass spawns, in the like a fast events focused on ghost, starter, water, or pink Pokemon, that had increased spawns, he feels like he should see a hell of a lot more of an impact than just this. The event is going on in many places that he knows of because he's been speaking with people that are catching Bulbasaur or some Quinn by the truckload. But he knows he's not alone as well. Okay, that's just a weird paragraph to put in there. From the reports he's seeing, it seems that other city folks, there is an issue. Though... he heard that desert biomes haven't changed either. The type that literally lots of Growlithe or Snorlax spawns and things of that nature. Okay. So there's like nests, if you will. He's not too sure what's going on, blah, blah, blah. Or technically increase would have been anything. Oh, wow. Sassy. Are we doing a review of this article? Because that's what it feels like I'm doing. Okay. He thinks it's a good event that should immediately obvious when you start playing again, at least for his area. If you never told me this event existed or was live, he wouldn't have noticed anything at all was different about the game. Maybe Chicago is poor location for this for whatever reason, which would be a first. But looking online, you can see he's not alone. He's reached out to Niantic for some answers, and hopefully they'll get back to you soon. Until then, go on and hunt for different Pokemon. Maybe an entirely different biodome to play around in. There you go. There has been since a retraction on this article. He did encounter a single Chikiota, which could be a rare glass type from the event. But he's also seen the near me before this event, so it's hard to be sure, but he has loaded up the game in most places around here, and he's had zero idea of the speciality of the event going on. That's sad. That's not a retraction, that's a confirmation actually, of the event going on. That's that again, not a retraction. That's a confirmation. That is. Oh, that's a shame. Actually, that is a shame, because Pokemon events, they typically do okay, don't they? They do well. There was the egg one, wasn't there, around Easter time? There was that egg extravaganza thing. I'm not too sure that there was around Easter time. I'm going to be completely honest here. I've gotten flack with Pokemon Go of late, and I'm not really on it as much as I should be. You know, I did get back into it the other day, but it's interesting. It's things like this, by the way. It's like grass type Pokemon. Awesome. I can, you know, those people who have hit a lull, I might start again, actually. I was thinking about starting again, but, you know, there are people that have hit this lull, and it's like, we've hit a lull, you know, and we've been promised this grass event, but that hasn't happened. So, I don't know, and I have hit that lull, and I don't know if it's just I'm disinterested in the game, or I know I've hit a lull and have to pick it up back up, you know, pick it back up again to start playing it. So I don't know. Who knows? I know someone who really, really enjoys it, so good for them, you know. I just need to do more exercise, I guess. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, well, travel time. You know, this next segment, it's about travel, because we are heading in to a very travel season. I don't know. It's kind of weird. 7th of May. I don't know. I didn't really plan this one out. But anyway, we got a pro tip for you that you should never do on a holiday. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's 9:31. Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure to be here on this Sunday. We're doing it for Geek.io and the 2017 Queensland Small Business Week. It's being held from the 15th to the 20th of May. Encouraging small business. It's in celebration of small businesses that the Generic Live Show and the Queensland Government Small Business Week. It's in celebration of small businesses and will give owners the opportunity to learn and acquire new ideas, skills, and tools. To find out more information, go to business.qld.gov.au. That's right. I love it when it's a good cause, Queensland Small Business Week, and I love when small business is where it's at. I love small business, so get behind the Queensland Small Business Week from the 15th to the 20th of May. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the travel segment. You know, Generic Live Show and travel. You would think that GLS broadcasting in two countries simultaneously would focus on travel a lot more than what it does. But, you know, we let it slide. So, travel. These are two separate stories. One's a feel-good story, and the other one's a not-so-much-feel-good story. So, the first We'll do the good story first. And if we don't get to the bad story, well, we don't get to the bad stories. This is the headline for this one. Why you should never put your home address on your baggage label. While holidays are fun, packing, getting from A to B are parts of the trip most people would rather do without, but there are some ways to make the process more enjoyable. And online advice from Quora, experienced travelers that sharing their top packing tips for traveling abroad, and the tips compiled by The Sun, could really make your next trip a lot easier and less risky. Don't put your name on your luggage tag. Richard Clive Rodlands, dude what has three names, and regularly travels for work at working... What? Who regularly travels for work at working at events. Okay. Sentence, grammar, much difficult. And festivals, says... Don't put your residential address on your luggage tags. It says, this house is empty, please burgle to and take your time. Okay, there you go. Do not put a friend's house on there either, because the burglars don't know if it's a friend's house or not, so they will just simply burgle it. Ideally, put a work address and a mobile phone on it. There you go. Take a photo of your bag. Hatchie Ko, who's visited more than 200 countries, says take a photo of your luggage and put it in a Word poster document with your contact details and dimensions of your luggage. Quote, if you lose your luggage, you can hand this to lost luggage when you arrive, and they don't even speak English. They have everything they need to find your luggage. There you go. Leave a business card. I don't have any of those. Former Royal Air Force pilot Jonathan Breeze says passengers always put at least one business card inside their suitcase. That way the airline can track them down and give the bag back. Phone, name, number, email, and you are back in business, he says. Oh, ha ha ha, it's a joke. Check your luggage allowance. Montebelli, Bell, probably, who traveled 201,000 kilometers, says, always check the weight of your luggage and the flight allowance before leaving for the airport. Different airlines have different allowances. For example, in India, most of the airlines have 15, whereas Air India has more. There you go. Swap your suitcase for a backpack. Laura Cooney. I feel like some of these names, it should be a speed dating round on The Generic Live Show. The Generic Live Show introduces former Royal Air Force pilot Jonathan Breeze with Montebelli and Hatchie Ko. They're the new hosts of The Generic Live Show. Do we have the bumper music? Can we get the bumper music up now? Do we have that on hand? We do have that on hand. Okay, this is the last bumper round. Okay. Can we have that down? Alright, where? Can we turn that down a touch? Okay, thank you. Have that down a touch so I can talk over at the same time. So here we go. Here's the bumper.
You finally found the most generic live show. This is The Generic Live Show.
With Hatchie Ko and Montebelli and Laura Cooney and Nadia! Nadia! This is The Generic Live Show with Nadia! Is she in? This is The Generic Live Show with the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe. I don't know what that voice was. It's with the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe! Yay! The lion, the witch, and the wardrobe! Yay! Alright, so... who was I up to? Laura Cooney, who backpacked around the world, said, I always choose a backpack over a real suitcase. All is not being for a trip hazard. It frees up your hands immediately useful if you have to run for your connection. There you go. That's all I say. Good. Carry heavy items in your hand luggage. The aforementioned Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, author of said book, Nadia, also... Nadia didn't write those books. Who did write the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe books? I don't know. That's not important. Couple Travel the World said, If you're desperate and don't have extra baggage allowance, you can put all your heavy items into your carry-on. They will always weigh your checked-in bag, but they rarely weigh your carry-on. Take a laptop bag. Frequent flyer Fionn Sanez says, generally laptop bags are free and any other bag can be counted as a cabin bag. So always keep a laptop backpack and a smaller cabin baggage. Sneak a fragile sticker. Yeah, fragile sticker. There you go. They're going to have to try next to... Oh, there you go. Aww. Why is there a headline? Ground control. Why is there a headline here that says, I tried naked yoga class with my workmates? Why... Ground control, why do we have that headline in front of my face right now? I tried naked yoga class with my workmates. Okay, I'm gonna have to check that out. You can't put that in front of me and not have me read it. Yes, doing downward dog was, oh Jesus. Okay. I slipped, okay, we need music for this. Because we can't afford it, we're going to do royalty-free music sax phone. Okay, because we need sexy music for this next one. Yes, doing downward dog was awkward. Oh, yes, this is going to be good. No, that's not it. I want something. Oh yeah, baby! Oh yes, okay. Let's turn that down a little. Yes. Doing downward dog was awkward. I slipped out of the sanity bra slowly, one strap at a time. Next came a striped cotton underpants. Too childish, I wondered. Too late. The lights were low and the room was warm. The electronic hum of the air conditioner, the only noise except for the deliberate intake and outtake of my breath. Maybe this whole thing was a mistake. An impulsive more I would rather regret. We avoided eye contact, closing our eyes and waiting for a feeling that seemed right. It was our first time. Our night of naked yoga started out with something of a joke. My original intention was to publish an article on the psychology of nudism, but scientific research on the topic was scarce, and it seemed the only way to properly cover this touchy topic was to experience it firsthand. Besides, several people already had, disrobing, downward dogging, and sharing their experiences online. What has this show become, by the way? I just want to put that out there. What? while it seemed as none of the participants were permanently scarred, it appeared that everyone had gone solo, protected somewhat of their anonymity. Oh god, my saxophone ended on that word, seriously? Soft saxophone. Oh, here we go. We got 2 hours of this. Alright, there we go. We're stepping it back. Alright. Who in their right mind would go to naked yoga class with someone they had to sit next to the next morning? I was curious about the consequences, and so my colleagues, Laura and Stephanie. Sophie. That's not Stephanie, that's Sophie. Alright. God, this article is long, kids. Alright. Turns out, I actually made a clothed appearance at the same studio once before when I tried Kundi Yoga
This time, our instructor, Sydney Rofkin, greets us all with a hug, the real kind that lasts longer than perfunctionally a few seconds. We made our way up to a small room on the third floor, where the rest of the space seemed to be taken up by corporate officers. But this is really long. She said, no. A total of 9 people, both men and women, showed up to the class that day. Rufkin caps the class at about 11, so there was enough room for everyone to lie out a mat with a comfortable space between them. Though while the regulars chatted and laughed from still-clothed lotus position, I wondered how Laura and Sophie would hate me if I bolted right then. Rufkin kept asking questions, nodding and smiling reassuringly, but every time I tried to answer, I encountered a big, dry lump in my throat. Then, somehow, it happened.
Okay, I need non. I just realized I need.
Okay. No, that's.
That's. God, this has gone down a dark territory with the. Okay, hear me. That's better. Okay.
Then it happened. Okay, where am I? Laura took the plunge first, gracefully removing one article of clothing after another. I followed until it was just me and my birthday suit on a flimsy purple mat. We went around instructing ourselves, and each person shared with the group something they were feeling, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The first pose is boring. Okay. After the class, the group of 9 dressed stood around chatting in the dim lighting. It's the society we're brought up in, one grey haired man told us. What we did tonight is considered shameful. We nodded.
Oh, here we go. The next
morning, I'm gonna pause that video. The next morning, I saw Sophie and waved. There was no blushing, or hugging, or stripping.
In fact, she barely looked up from her laptop to wave back.
Sure, we all bonded it, but it was much the same kind of closeness we'd formed sat next to each other on the elliptical. The naked part was just not a big deal. Oh, yes.
Okay, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, Generic Live Show with Thao Campbell. Alright. Did you guys not put that article in because... Okay, I'm gonna give myself this. Wow. Okay. Interpretive reading. Wow. What a... I might have to put an adult warning on this. Actually, that wasn't too bad. I just wanna put that out there. That wasn't too bad. But second of all, naked yoga. Naked yoga. I don't know why it's just sending shivers up my spine. Wow, that is. You know, you see something that catches your attention, you just have to go with it sometimes, and I have no words. So, therefore, we're going to take a commercial break as we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, we're going to take our annual... Not our annual. Wow, that's... that's wishful thinking much. Our weekly look at the Trump Tracker to see what good old Mr. Trump has been up to in the last 7 days as we continue here on the Generic Live Show. Hopefully I can regain my composure during the commercial breakers. Wow, the show has gone off the rails. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us. It's 9:51. We're here to give you a big dose of genericness. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. You know how I said, let's hope I've gained my composure over the commercial break? Yeah, no, I didn't gain my composure over the commercial break. There you go. Thanks for joining us. That last segment, clip of the week, that is highlighted... the best moment of the week. That's made my week. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. We're doing it for Geek.io and the 2017 Queensland Small Business Week. It's being held from the 15th to the 20th of May. It's a celebration of small businesses and will give owners the opportunity to learn and acquire new skills, ideas, and tools to take their businesses to the next level. Go to business.qld.gov.au. and find out more information there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the Trump Tracker. Okay. You know, we could have used that. We could have used that last segment. There you go. All right. So, some things have happened. Some things have changed. The Trump track, so it's day 107 of the Trump administration, day 108 technically. I need to keep remembering to add the one because we are broadcasting this at 7 a.m. in the morning. It's day 107 of the Trump administration with 152 days left in his term. Us, along with the Washington Post, are tracking the progress of 60 pledges he made during the campaign. He's kept 6 of them. He's broken 4. 12 are launched, 4 are stuck, and 1 has been compromised. Alright, so now, here's the thing. One thing that really, really gets me is this stuck one, the huge thing from last week. And it's huge for me, because it's really quite annoying, because, okay, so, grow the economy 4% a year. Oof. The deadline is January 19th, 2021, which I'm assuming is when the next... from the 2020, the next president comes into office. Percentage change in GDP from previous quarter? Plus 07. Yeah. Q1 of 2017, at 0.07, it's grown. But, please, it is down jobs too, and it's not looking great. So, the thing for me that has been updated the most is the Obamacare, which did just narrowly pass the House on May the 4th. A revised version of the bill narrowly got approved by the House. And I think... it's not the same as it was, but it's just, it got passed again, so it got moved from the stuck. I think this will move from the stuck category to the back to the launched category again. And I think I talked about announcing the intention to renegotiate the NAFTA or withdraw from the deal under Article 2205. He did pass that. That was on April 27th. He did launch a few like freedom of religion type deals, but we're not tracking that because that wasn't actually in his promise to the people in that campaign event. So that's an important distinction. Is we're only bumping my microphone. That's the distinction. But out of the 60 pledges he made at that campaign event, that's the one thing. That's the one caveat on that. But the economy, oh boy, the Trump tracker is reeked with that this week. Grow the economy 4% a year. It's at 0.07 Q1 2017. Yeah, ba-bow. That's going to be broken. So there you go. That's the Trump tracker for you. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Now, a scam has been brushing the world, and we want to tell you all about it. We covered it at the top of the last hour, but we want to, at the top of this hour, or last hour, depending on your perspective, but we want to tell you about it again because it is important. And next hour, huge announcement. Stay tuned. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday with Dale Campbell. It's 10 o'clock.